Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad to be here today, and wow, I'm just getting so many books sent to me, good books being written by and for women now. It's definitely a time for women to get their voices heard, and I love being an avenue for that and to introduce you to people, you know, not famous people, but interesting people who are just like you, want to find their purpose in life, they're on a journey, and they want to share that with others. And we all have our unique gifts, so every book is different because everybody has their different take on, even though sometimes it's the same message, it's always different because of our unique lives. And today my guest is Shauna Holm. She's the author of the new book, Love and Spirit Medicine. And Shauna Holm she's an author, a shaman, a spellbreaker, takes her students beyond the cultural mass trance and into the territory of the sacred. She works with both individuals and groups to foster new paradigms and awaken self-healing. Through her writing, she shares mystery teachings about the magic of the body, the reclaiming of ourselves as true human beings, and our ability to engage with the technology of nature. She teaches workshops that are deeply transformative, helping people to release from old behavior patterns and access a wealth of inner resources. And she teaches here in the Pacific Northwest and also around the country. And you can learn about her at her website is shaunaholm.com. And it's not your usual spelling. It's shaunaghholm.com. Her new book, Love and Spirit Medicine, it chronicles the demise of her marriage, exploring personal shadow and projection, and then delves into her monthly shamanic immersions with sacred mushroom medicine. It's a vulnerable telling of her journey through the dark night of the soul, ultimately leads her to the beauty and mystery of her own being, and all that journey and story is in her new book. So welcome, Shauna, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I am so thrilled to be here. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to connect again with you. You were at Woman Wisdom a couple of years ago, and I know the great work that you do with women, leading women's circles, full moon ceremonies. But let's just start off with how you came to this work. When did you realize this is, you know, your purpose and that the work that you're going to do in the world?
Well, I've been a student of shamanism for probably 8 years now, and it was really 4 years ago when I was in the Yucatan working with my shaman friend and teacher, Miguel Angel Vergara, and I was working one-on-one with him, and he took me to these beautiful caves by the temples of Uxmal, and we met with another shaman there, and it was determined that I was to receive a baptism, a Mayan baptism within the caves. And when that happened, this shaman took me to a place where the spirit of Ixchel was, who is considered the Mayan cosmic mother. And I felt her enter me, and this shaman watched her enter me. And then after that, she began speaking to me, and so I began writing down what she was saying, so you could call those transmissions. And so when I returned home from that trip, it was made clear to me that I was to invite women and create a container for women to come and gather and participate in ceremony. So I have been doing that now for 4 years. Every month I host full moon ceremonies, and they're open circles. Any women can come. I don't do closed circles. And every month it's a different theme, and it's wonderful. And then I have, of course, then also been teaching. So I teach shamanism. I work with individual clients as well, and then I have students who work with me very closely for, you know, a year, 2 years, into 3 years, you know, so where we meet 4 times a year and we go very, very deep. So it has been amazing, profound. I love what I do. And then I write. I love to write as well, and so this last book is a very personal telling, which you know, we can obviously talk about. So that gives you a little background there.
Mm-hmm. And you start off with, you moved to Seattle from New York, and that was a very difficult transition for you. I had the feeling you came kicking and screaming.
I did. I was so mad because I lived in New York since my early 20s, and I always wanted to live in New York as a teenager, and I absolutely loved the city. I loved the vibrancy of it, and in my 20s I was an actress and a dancer and a waitress, and I lived in the East Village, you know, and then I met a Wall Street guy, and of all people at that time, and just fell in love, and then had a very different lifestyle in New York, which I also cherished, and I considered myself to be so blessed that I was getting this very wide experience of New York City, the city I loved. And so when we had to move here, I was devastated, and I really did like lose my identity when we moved here. I lost everything, and in terms of what I was familiar with, and of course that was very necessary. Looking back, you know, you always see the perfect choreography of these events, you know, you don't necessarily get it when you're in it, but everything changed, and then my marriage at that time fell apart. Yeah, and then that's when my spiritual path just opened up for me, and I've been a voracious seeker ever since.
Mm-hmm. So. And then it moves to the desert. You have got married again, and the book has a lot to do about the demise of that marriage. So it's a very personal journey. And one of my questions is, why is it so important to tell your story? For all of us, but for you particularly, do you feel it's important to tell your story?
Well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, my ex-husband, who I discussed the demise of that marriage in the book, he and I have been very devout spiritual seekers, very devoted. And I kind of joke in the book that, you know, divorce is where the rubber meets the road, right? You want to see how far you've come? Get divorced. And so we really, you know, it didn't work for a number of reasons with a blended family. It's very challenging. And so we endeavored, like, all right, let's try to do this consciously, you know? And so part of doing that consciously, ending a relationship, as you well know, people can get really fiery. They can get into finger pointing, and you did this, and you did this, and how dare you, and blah, blah, blah. And so we didn't want to do that. And we've both been very gifted, having had the opportunity to work with a teacher who's since passed away, Brew Joy, and he was a master teacher, and he taught a lot about shadow. And I realized, you know what, these are patterns in my life, and this relationship ending, this is just a continuation of patterns I've been living through my life now, and I need to address these, and I need to look at myself and not point the finger, because the pointing finger always points 3 fingers back, by the way. And so in the book, I endeavored first to really explore my own shadow and my projection. Why? Well, you know, if I can do it, and if I can make myself vulnerable, and I know other women can relate to my story, they can relate to the heartache and the things I went through, and they can see that and say, huh, this isn't just another story of woe is me, I'm a victim, look what happened. No, look at what this woman's doing. She's taking responsibility for what she's co-created here, and she's growing from it. So there was that piece first, which I think is very important, because we're infantilized in this country. I mean, we've got a nation of children, Brew Joy used to say, you know, where no one wants to take any personal responsibility for anything, much less their role in a relationship that's gone sour, right? So, you know, we need to do that, because we're really in grow-up time. And then the second piece to writing the book was then I began these monthly shamanic immersions into sacred plant medicine, and shamans have traditionally worked with plants, with psychotropic substances, be they mushrooms or ayahuasca or ibogaine or henbane, or there's so many sacred plants that will take you into these expanded states of consciousness, and I had been called to that, and so I began to explore that with a dear friend of mine, and then, you know, my marriage was falling apart, and then this friend and I ended up getting together, and I discussed that in the book as well, because I always had a lot of judgment towards women who were not faithful, and it didn't matter that my marriage was basically over, it still was not, you know what I mean, it was not right in my mind, so I struggle with that, and I write about that. I mean, I make myself very vulnerable in this book, but you know what, it's so many women can relate to aspects of this, and it is very important that we as women share our stories, because in traditional communities, we told stories. We shared stories. That's how we learned from each other, you know? And a friend of mine told me that in indigenous communities, it is understood that you marry or you come together by the pipe, and then if you separate by the pipe. And that means you tell your story, and you share what you've learned so others can learn as well, right? And so, and then the working with the sacred mushrooms, well, that was extraordinary, because I realized, oh my God, these take you into, this is a portal. What it became for me was the portal that I would go through to sit on God's lap and talk to the spirits. And they began teaching me, and so I received insights about myself. I was able to heal very, very deep wound that I carried that had really colored the course of my life, and made a, you know, big impact on the decisions that I made. You know, I was able to face that wound head on and heal it through the use of this medicine. And so the other piece to this, too, is we live in a culture that abuses substances. We're really taught to abuse substances. And so I feel it is also my responsibility as a mature woman, I'm 50, who is a teacher, to tell my story and also put it out there that this is working with medicines of this nature. We have no touchstone for this in modern society. But this is not about escapism. This is not about abusing something. No, these are medicines. These are sacraments. And they are used to, yes, go into a portal and deepen into the essence of who you are and what your purpose is. So this is also why I wrote the book. And yeah, so I'm just putting it out there. And you know what? All I have is my truth. All I have is my truth. And I'm sharing it.
Well, and you did, and like you said, it is done from a very vulnerable place. You're very open, and it is something for, I think it helps other women to hear these kinds of stories, because a lot of times we just keep it to ourselves, and then it just goes to shame and guilt, and we don't release that, and we don't grow from it, and so it's a wonderful example of what you can do rather than being in the victim state, as you said, that you can really learn from these times in your life. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more with Shauna Holm.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Oh, I love to hear that song. It's a song written for Women of Wisdom by one of our members who lives in Tucson, Paula Randall. And, you know, Woman of Strength, I mean, that's what we're talking about. We have a woman of strength right here on the show today, Shauna Holm, who's the author of Love and Spirit Medicine. So we were talking, well, you gave so much in that first segment, and I want to go more into, because one of the things that you show how you really work through, you mentioned it, the shadow side, and that projecting, and onto others, and really looking at what you brought to a relationship, rather than just blaming the other person isn't fulfilling you or whatever, but looking at, and it's that mirror, you know, when our partner is doing something, we have to look at, what are they mirroring for us? What part of me is in that I'm seeing in them? And, right. And to own that. And then to look at those shadow sides that you learn. So, and you show in the book how much you learned. Give us an example of this, so people can really see how to, you know, something, cause you write about the books. I know you're open and about it, of a shadow aspect that you had to deal with and how you did it.
Well, okay. I can be very, very judgmental. I mean, not, I really, really, you know, healed a lot of that, but often, but I wouldn't sort of come off as judgmental, right? But I would be with these guys who were like, you know, kind of judgmental of me and in particular, right? And so I would essentially, and you see this a lot with couples, they would carry what I wouldn't. So I'd sort of let them carry it for me, and then I had to kind of realize, God, they're reflecting back my own judgment about me, you know? They're reflecting this back. I need to own this. It's not, you know, Brew used to say, it's not out there. You know, meaning that when you're in relationship, right, and it's like, you, point, it's like, no, they were reflecting back to you your own stuff. And so I had to own that piece, that within me was this very judgmental, masculine part of me, you know, that was like a kind of a taskmaster and you know, really constantly, you know, going after me for not being enough or not being, or being this or being this, you know what I mean? And then of course then realized, I had to realize too in my sort of arguments with my ex-husband, who I call Richard in the book, you know, I could give it right back, you know, I could really, really give it right back to him. And so it's all this sort of stuff that we find in relationship, you know, like the very thing about that other person that makes us so crazy is the piece of our own unresolved stuff within us. And then I also wrote in the book that I can really tell that the degree to which I get fired up over something is in direct proportion to my own unresolved material around that piece, right? So
and that's so true, and it's so good to recognize that. Most of us don't get that far of recognizing that and owning it. And you did talk about that we're not taking, we're a bunch of children in this society and we're not taking responsibility.
Yeah, we don't, it's uncomfortable. I mean, it really is uncomfortable. It's not pleasant. I mean, when you really, but I also, I quoted Carl Jung talking about, you know, when you're coming into this awakening, you must address the shadow part of yourself, because if you don't, it will run you. And we, you know, we see the occasional person who's a spiritual leader and they're in a really, you know, they've achieved quite a lot and they're in a position of power and they are completely run by their child, right? Mm-hmm. And you realize, oh my God, that person actually has not done the really deep interior work. They're not aware of their own shadow piece, and now look, it's running them like crazy.
Yeah, and it will. Your child, yeah. If you don't deal with that inner child, it will run your life. And that's why there's so much talk of that inner child work. And you talk in the book, a very deep wound that, you know, you knew you were adopted at 5 months old and, or 6 months or around that time, mm-hmm. and that important bonding and thinking that was your core issue. And then while you're on a journey, you discover it was even deeper than that, that it carried, like it was in your, in when you were in the womb. And there was such a deep healing with that.
Yes, because here's what the plant medicines will do. The plant medicines amplify the deep psyche. So back to shadow again, real quick. If there's any personal material within you that you don't want to deal with, best not to explore the plant medicine, because plant medicines are teachers. And so you're going to receive a teaching and a healing, and it may be ecstatic, or it may be very uncomfortable, but you're going to get what you need to get, because that plant is a teacher, and so that plant is going to make, illuminate for you a lot of things that you maybe didn't know about yourself or you didn't want to know about yourself. So thank goodness I had all that shadow work, because that, you know, happened for me on the plant medicine as well. But with this deep wound, I experienced a mystical experience on the mushroom medicine. Every experience I had was very profound and very life-changing. But then I had this one experience which felt like that's the kind of mystical experience you lived your whole life to experience, where I went in with a broken heart, absolutely devastated, because this man, young man I had been involved with had just, you know, released me very abruptly. And interestingly, I'd been with him for 5 months, and then he did that. And how interesting, I was adopted at 5 months, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like discarded in my mind, you know, by the birth mother and then discarded again by this man. How amazing coincidence. And I went into a mushroom journey, and I went in and I said, I come to you with no skin left, just my wounded heart, and I come for guidance. And then this being appeared, and it was a white owl. An owl had been coming to me synchronistically since the beginning of those mushroom journeys a few months before, and now standing before me was this beautiful woman who said, I am white owl, I am your medicine, and I will work with you, daughter who longs. She called me daughter who longs, and she said, you will be birthed tonight from daughter who longs to daughter who knows. And in that birth process, when I was very deep on the medicine, it occurred to me, I was thinking, at one point I called a very dear friend who's familiar with this medicine. I was deep in the medicine, but I called, she made herself available to me, and I said to her, you know, they keep calling me daughter who longs, both Mother Earth calls me this and White Owl, and I think this has to do with my adoption. I think this has to do with, you know, being adopted at 5 months. And then, and always thinking I was a mistake, then it came to me, I'd never thought of this before. Oh my God. Oh my God. I came into this world not as someone's joy, but as someone's burden. And so on 5 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, where your heart is just burst open and you feel everything, I went into the abyss of that deep inner wound, and I realized I knew that in utero, as a baby does. I knew that. I knew what I was coming into. And you know, my birth mother, I met her, and she said, yes, you, when you came in, it was almost like you were apologizing. She said that to me. It's almost like you didn't want to bother anyone. You didn't even cry. You were so quiet. You were such a good baby. And I realized, yeah, because I, you know, like I realized, oh, my God, I came in apologizing. And so I really went into the depth of that in this experience. And when I returned, hung up the phone with her and sort of returned to the journey, White Owl was waiting, and she said, good, it was a good birth. You are now a daughter who knows. And owl medicine, by the way, which is my what medicine, owl sees in the dark. So owl sees what others can't. It also sees what others won't. So owl medicine can be a little hard to take sometimes. Sometimes it's even like a bit of a wet blanket. But there are so many women I am meeting who are experiencing this owl. And we are in a time right now when we really need to see in the dark now. You know, we are all being asked to do that and to go into our own shadow and clean up our own house, as it were, and then to look at the collective shadow and see what has been going on behind closed doors that we have been blithely unaware of. Why? So we can heal. That's what owl does. Owl heals. But you have to see what you couldn't see before, right? In other words, you need the awareness so that you can heal that. So yeah, that was hugely profound. And then I was able to see, oh my goodness, how that feeling that way would run the course of my life. It would affect the decisions. It would affect the kind of relationships that I would choose to participate in. Of course, I would choose men who couldn't give me what I so wanted, which was that deep connection, because I didn't even feel like I deserved it. I didn't even think I was supposed to be here. And how many people, men and women, have those feelings for their reasons, you know what I mean? And so we want to be able to heal that, because each one of us we were requested to be here by Mother Earth, I can tell you, requested. It's no accident that we're here. It's essential. We are each playing an essential role in this extraordinary mosaic that we are a part of called life.
Yeah, and it's so profound to come to those core issues and such a healing that, because then you can see, oh yeah, this is why I got in these kinds of relationships. And that's when you start to then attract and create the correct relationships that your spirit
right.
really calls for. So, you know, that's when you get to that core of what, and really that's deep, deep work. And sometimes it takes such a focus. You chose to do it with mushrooms. There's other ways. I mean, we can get a lot of information from dreams too if we pay attention to our dreams. A lot of messaging through dreams, and the universe is always talking to us. So it's really about paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because if you're burying your head in the sand, or you're, you know, just keeping yourself very busy and you're avoiding, I mean, you're not going to grow. And my feeling has always been, my whole life, like, this is my one shot here as Shauna. This is it, you know? So I want to grow as much as I can. I want to learn as much as I can. And that's kind of a be careful what you pray for. Because the universe says, okay, and they rub their hands together and say, let's give it to her, you know? but it's been amazing, right? Because also what our culture needs is wisdom. And here you are, you run Women of Wisdom, you know. This is what we need. We need this desperately.
Yep, the world does need this, and all of our voices. So this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we're going to come back and explore more with Shauna Holm.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Shauna Holm today. She's the author of Love and Spirit Medicine. And Shauna, why don't you give your website, any contact information you'd like to give, where people can find your book and connect with you?
Oh, great. Thanks, Chris. Yes. My website, again, it's shaunaholm.com, shaunaghholme.com. And I teach classes. I also teach teleclasses. So I teach people as far away as New Zealand via the teleclasses. I also work one-on-one in person and also via Skype. And my book, Love and Spirit Medicine, you can find on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Kindle. It's out there and it's available. And yeah, so that's, I think that's everything there.
Good. Okay, so we've talked a lot about so far, and so one of the things that you talk in the book and you mentioned was developing a relationship with spirit beings that you encounter when you're on doing your journeys. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about these intelligences.
Okay, all right. Well, as I was saying earlier, shamans have always worked with plant medicines, and what shamans do is they go into altered states, they go into these other realms, and they communicate with the intelligences there. With, I call them beings mostly. You know, you hear spirits, but I call them beings because just as we are human beings, they are beings also, but in these different realms. And one thing I do want to say also, when you are working with plant medicine, you are opening yourself up. You're really opening up your crown chakra. And so it is essential that it is done within a ritual context. And so you use sage or copal, and so that you sort of create a circle of protection. It's just a boundary around you, because as above, so below, as within, so without. So just as we've got tricksters and troublemakers, you know, in this world, they're also floating around out there as well. And so I was always very careful on this medicine to that my plant ally that I work with is the copal. It's a tree resin that the South American shamans use. And I would go into these realms, and yeah, I began encountering these spirits. And what happened for me over a cumulative time of working with this medicine is these spirits began, or beings began coming into me and animating me. And what I later found that's an old, old shamanistic type of work where the shaman allows these beings to animate them, and then the beings speak through them. And so it's being a medicine oracle. And so the beings that I encountered, there are different ones, but the particular main group that I work with, they just call themselves Bird Tribe, which is, of course, no accident since Al's been with me this whole time. And they're teaching spirits, and their teachings are what I call coyote teachings. So what they do is they give you little clues. They'll give you tidbits. They're very playful, right? And then it's up to you to chew on those bones, you know, and to do some research and figure it out. Because what they're saying is, first of all, we're not here as your authority. You require no governing. You shouldn't have any governing. You require wisdom keepers, of course. But that's not the same thing, right? And so they're saying we're here as your assist. We're here to assist you, but we're not going to do it for you. And really what they're doing is they're speaking to me as a high being, as they are high beings, right? And saying we're not going to give you all the answers. That infantilizes you. Plus, this is a game. This is a vast, holographic, and wondrous game you're in. So we're not going to spoil the fun, you know what I mean? But we'll give you some good clues. And that's what they've been doing. And one thing I will say is I was in Chiapas last year leading a group to different Mayan sites with my shaman friend, and there was one day where he took the group and I went off by myself. We were at the site of Palenque, and there was a ruler 1,000 years ago known as Lady Zakkuk, or the Red Queen, and I wanted to talk to her because she was known for going into high trance states and bringing through information. And of course, what was she working with? The sacred mushroom. They've got mushroom statues up and down Guatemala and the Yucatan. The Mayans and the Aztecs worked with that medicine, referred to it as God's flesh, or that which will take you to God. So I went off into a secluded space, and I had a little bit of medicine, and I took just enough, and I closed my eyes, and then I saw this woman before me. She was all orangey red, and she had a headdress of feathers, and in between each feather was a serpent, and she was eyeing me, and those serpents were eyeing me, and we began to have a conversation. And at one point, I said to her, well, I said, why is there still so much suffering in this world? Why? It hurts my heart. And she said, the question is not why. The question is how. How are we going to heal this? And she said, it begins with gestures of kindness. And do not estimate the power of a gesture of kindness to heal on a very deep level. And so then I answered her. I talked to her the way you and I are talking to these beings, you know, and I answered my sassy Shauna way, and I said, well, okay. I said, but I don't really think that gestures of kindness are going to appeal to these New World Order oligarchs. I said, you got to know what we're dealing with here. And she said, it is not for them. She said, it is the common people who will bring about the change that you desire, and it is the common people who are suffering. And it is the common people who will respond to kindness. And she said, even something as simple as a smile, you do not know where that person is or what their story is. And so she was just saying that it is essential that we are kind to each other. And so this whole idea of us being, we're always being pitted against each other as women, and then men and women, right? And we can't do that anymore. You know, we need each other. We are all suffering in our own way, and so we need to bring back that kindness, that true community, that caring, the deep level of caring for each other. Because something I've noticed too in this culture is there's kind of a meanness in this culture, and there's a bit of quite a bite actually to it. And I want to see that shift. And so it's really up to those of us who have this consciousness, you know, to really begin exercising a real kindness that's backed by integrity, you know? And I do know that, that will make all the difference, because those who are hurting, and there are so many, you know, you just can't imagine what that will do, you know, to someone. I'm sorry, they're just saying that, you know, they teach so much of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's a lesson. I mean, it's kind of, that seems so simple, but you know, like you said, giving someone a smile, you don't know what kind of day they're having. Might be the grocery clerk and you're in line and they're kind of grumpy to you. You don't know, shifting that by just giving them a smile and saying kind words. It's not about you. They're not being grumpy at you. They probably hate their job, or they have just had an interaction with their boss and they're upset, or a relationship at home. You don't know. And so just giving that kindness can shift for the, you know, what they're feeling in the moment, because then it makes you feel, it's like you said, you know, feeling wanted, you know, having been adopted and all that, given up, but that everybody wants to feel wanted. Everybody wants to feel, that they matter, that someone has paid attention to them. So even as simple as a smile is such an easy thing to do. And how many times, we could probably go through our day and count how many times we've maybe withheld our smile because of our own fears. Oh, what if they respond to me? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And then just, you know, the actions, you know, just taking more action. And if you do see someone who's in trouble, taking action, be the first one, you know, sometimes whatever, someone trips or something, or they're really in trouble and everyone kind of stands there and looks, you be the one to go and take care of them. That's what human beings do. And we're in a culture that has really, we're divorced from ourselves. We're divorced from nature. You know, it's become so impersonal, but we're human beings. And I think this is what we're reclaiming, as we are in a time where we're coming back to the humanity, because these beings have told me that we are majestic beings. They said, you're majestic beings. And I look up words. I look up etymology of words, which is word origins. The Red Queen said, you are majestic beings and you've been robbed of your majesty. And the etymology of the word majestic is royalty. And then I realized she's calling us kings and queens, because we are. And we're made to feel like we're horrible people, right? And on so many levels, we're polluters, we're terrorists. Before that, we were treasonous, then we were witches, then we were pagans, then we were sinners. You know what I mean? You see this nonsense, you know? And we're beauty beings. We are beauty beings. And this is part of what I am bringing to, you know, the women that I'm teaching, is that, you know, it's essential that we are here, because of what we carry is so beautiful. It is so needed on this planet at this time.
And what's needed is for us to know that inside ourselves, to know that we're majestic, right, that we're royalty, to own that, instead of buy into that we're victims, and which just holds us down. And that only can come from within ourselves, that we claim back ourselves. So it's about reclaiming who we really are.
Yep. Yes, exactly. And I mean, and that's what the medicine assisted me in doing. And there are many, many paths, as you well know. You know, there's martial arts and meditation, and the dream work is profound. Every shaman, you know, worth their salt works with the dreams, the power of the dreams. And the plant medicines are another assist. They're another assist that Mother Earth has made available for us to use. They've been used through antiquity for that very reason, you know, to take you into these states where you have access to so much of what? Of really yourself. It is our own consciousness we're exploring. We are consciousness.
And it's important to say that, I mean, this needs to be done responsibly and with probably somebody you know. I mean, it's not something you just go out and do, probably, but we can talk about that when we come back. So this is Chris Danis, Voices of Women. We will return and talk more about this spirit plant medicine with Shauna Holm.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Pray, pray like a woman. Pray, pray like a woman. Every day, hey, hey, pray like.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am having a fascinating discussion with Shauna Holm today. Her new book is Love and Spirit Medicine. And you can look for that on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So, Shauna, let's talk about, you know, advising people if they wish to work with sacred plant medicines. Because I really think it's important to be responsible about this, and you have a lot of knowledge in this and what you want to tell people.
Yes, okay. I will say, when I first began working with this medicine, I will say I'd had 8 years previous of deep psycho-spiritual work behind me. I was already practicing shamanism, and so each time I worked with the sacred mushroom, I put it in what I spoke earlier of a ritual context. I created a container. Set and setting is essential, and I will tell you that I've read over 40 books, well over 40 books now, on entheogenic mushrooms, because I'm a researcher. I want to find out information about this. All but two of them were written by men, and they are fantastic books, and they're very academic, many of them, highly informative. And what I sought to do with Love and Spirit Medicine was bring a woman's voice, a woman's telling of this, because plant medicines have long been the domain of women. And again, you know, in this culture, we are really taught to abuse, and we're not taught to work with anything like this. That's for sure. There's no touchstone. So, you know, with ayahuasca, with peyote, in the unbroken lineages, those medicines are taken within a sacred container, and there is usually a shaman present. and they're done, those medicines are done in a group setting. And so the boundaries have been created, so you've put up protection around you so that you can go in and travel, and you're in a sacred space, and you're in a space where you're gonna be there. When you take a plant medicine, you are under the guidance of that plant for the next 3 to 5 hours or longer, so you want to be in a very, very safe place and have someone with you who is experienced. And I will say, by the way, I don't do that because, well, these substances are still illegal in our culture, which is really a tragedy because they are not addictive. In fact, they counter addiction. There's a substance out of Africa called a plant called ibogaine, and ibogaine completely eradicates heroin addiction. Not only does it eradicate the addiction, but it eradicates any and all symptoms of withdrawal, which, as we know, are horrific. So these plant medicines have a great deal to teach us. They also deserve our respect. And in cultures that have worked with these medicines, they know, they understand that. So working with the mushroom medicine, I would do it at night, in the dark, lying down, eyes closed. So it was a very interior experience, and it was done with intention. I always had an intention that I would begin with, and I was always very safe. And I always joke that you will not see me running around at Burning Man, you know, in a bikini and a tiara and platforms, tripping my brains out. That's not my deal. You know, I don't use this for, you know, sexual anything. No. These are medicines. They are sacraments. And as I said, they have been on the earth and used by human beings for thousands of years. And it has always been understood, and particularly, as I said, by the women. The women knew which plants were healing. They knew which plants were poisonous. And they knew which plants would take you into ecstatic states. And so they would create the proper set and setting so that one could engage that and go into the, what I call the territory of the sacred and learn. And so my book provides, you know, a great deal of information in terms of, you know, how to kind of prepare for something like that. And then there are a number of other books out there as well that can be found that will tell you more. I mean, there's no shortage. There's more and more. There's a growing hunger in this culture, I've noticed. You know, people are really seeking something deeper, you know, and they're very curious about these plant medicines. So I really want to see the responsible use of these medicines. And also, don't go trying to pick mushrooms anywhere if you're not a mycologist or you don't know what you're looking for. If you pick the wrong mushroom, you can poison yourself and you could get very sick and even die. So you want to really, really do your research around this.
Yeah, so that's good advice. And always, and there is a, yeah, you're talking about that hunger. People are, they're searching, they're looking for something, and sometimes you need a helper, maybe, you know, and there's many ways, like we talked about dream work and even going on shamanic journeys, or people that just take people on shamanic journeys, or you're drumming and you go down and, like, you know, get your power animals. You got
right.
A power animal of an owl, and it's been very synchronistic. The owl came in one of your journeys, and then it shows up almost every time, mm-hmm. and very powerful, and physically has come in your world. I mean, you talk yeah. about in your book, you know, the mm-hmm. hearing the owls at night, or mm-hmm. in one of your journeys before you started being out in the woods, and there's an owl in a tree right above you, and that kind of thing. And so these, it's the world talking to you, and that's, you know, and then that's what I think people are wanting something. They want the extraordinary experience to lead them, and, you know, what's, why am I here? You know, and so they're wanting, I mean, I think people are kind of wanting experiences, life experiences that really bring some deep meaning to that question, why are we here? you know, right, what is the, what is my purpose?
Right, because the culture we're in right now doesn't satisfy that. It doesn't even come close, you know. And one thing I do quickly want to say, though, is be very careful when you're choosing a guide. And for those who are interested in the ayahuasca, because there's a lot of people exploring that, be so careful, because there are shamans out there who are shysters, and there are shamans out there, and I know two women who have sexually molested women on the medicine. So you must do your due diligence and take full responsibility and make be very careful about who you choose to work with, particularly if you're going to go off into South America somewhere, you know what I mean, and work with someone. We've got to take that personal responsibility and do the proper research and speak to people and make sure we're working with someone who has integrity and who's going to take care of us. It's a big responsibility. You know, working with plant medicine, and especially if you are assisting someone else on working with that plant medicine, it's a big responsibility. And if those people who abuse that, shame on them. So just be very careful with that, because I know there's that hunger and people think, oh, they're a shaman. Yeah. Oh, you know, people, they're human beings.
Yeah, not every shaman is a true shaman.
No.
So, you know, it's really, your due diligence and really find out. And if your gut tells you something's off, trust it. That's what I say.
Right.
So thank you so much for being here today, Shauna.
Thank you.
It was great to talk. And again, her book is Love and Spirit Medicine, Shauna Holm. Her website is shaunaholm.com, S-H-O-N-A-G-H, holm.com. So I want to remind people, you can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter, find out about our monthly events. We're very excited. We're starting a circle leadership training program, a 9-month certification program starting this month, and very excited about that, bringing this new, for us, feels like a new paradigm of collaborative, co-creating leadership. And also, we're doing red tents now, a red tent gathering for women in July. We're doing a pampering day for women June 29th. If you're in Seattle, one, we're looking for pamperers, practitioners. If you're a healer, body worker, tarot reader, you name it, go online to our website, womenofwisdom.org, and check out the information how you can participate that day. Or just come, buy a ticket, and come and explore all these different modalities of healing. Next week, I will be interviewing Dr. Christine Page. She's the author of the new book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, Health, Creativity, and Fertility for the Soul. So, everyone, have a great weekend. This is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad you shared this hour with me.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.